今天我们来到教会。
So today we're here at the church.
对，教会对我们来说是一个很，我们很熟悉的一个词。
So church to us is a very familiar word.
因为讲到教会的时候，我们想到的是一个地方。
Because when we speak of church, we think about a place.
一个建筑物。
A building.
哦，所以今天当我们这个建筑物里面有一个十字架的建筑物。
A building with a cross in it.
所以我们每次说我们来到教会，就是来到一个地方是有十字架的一个建筑物。
So when we think about coming to church, we're coming to a building with a cross on it.
其实在圣经里面教会的个原意。
So actually in the Bible, the original meaning of the church.
中文的圣经中的原意是的原文的意思就是神呼召一群人聚集在一起敬拜和侍奉他。
So the original meaning of the church is a group of people called by God gathered together to worship and serve Him.
在新约圣经里面更讲到教会。
The New Testament also talks about the church.
是以新约以身体比喻教会的意义和功能。
So the New Testament uses imagery of the body to illustrate the meaning and function of the church.
所以其实教会的意思就是说是指人。
So the meaning of the church actually points to the people.
是指我们这些因为耶稣基督的爱和救赎，我们能够聚在一起。
So it's because of Jesus' salvation and His love that we can gather together.
你和我就是教会的一份子。
We are the church, you and me.
你和我就是联合在一起成为教会。
Us together, you and me, we are the church.
所以我认为教会应该是有生命力的。
So I think the church should be dynamic, full of life.
应该有充满活泼盼望的。
It should be filled with a living hope.
因为你我就是活生生的人，对不对？
Because you and I, we are alive, we are people.
活生生的人应该是有生命力。
We are full of life.
我们还是要充满盼望。
We need to be filled with a living hope.
因为耶稣来的时候是救赎医治那些不健康的人。不健康的人神耶稣说我来是来医治那些不健康的人他医得
罪的一生。Because Jesus is here to heal the sick.
我们已经被他救赎被他医治了。
We have been healed.
所以我们应该充满盼望。
So we should be filled with hope.
我们应该充满活力。
We should be filled with life.
这就是教会，这就是我们。
So the church is us.
我今天，可是很多的时候我们会问。
But many times we would ask.
教会，有些信徒就会问。
Some believers would ask.
教会应该做什么？
What should the church do for God?
教会应该做什么？
What should the church do
for God? 上个月我在晨曦祷告会里面分享的时候。
So last time at prayer service,
在那个 dawn service,
三
个月的晨曦祷告会的时候，我说我们不要要求神为我们，我们不要求神站在我们这一边，我们不要一直跟说神啊，你要站在我这一边。
So in the dawn prayer service, I shared that we don't ask God to be on our side.
我们应该问我们自己，我们是否站在神那一边
？We should be asking whether we are on God's side.
同样，今天我要。大家再一次从神的角度来看。
So same today, I'm asking everyone to look.
当我们问神应该做什么的时候。
So to start looking from God's perspective.
教会应该为神做什么的时候。
When we're asking what should we do for God.
我们应该问神对教会的期望是什么。
We should be instead asking what does God want the church to do.
神对你和我的期望是什么。
What does God hope for out of you and me?
这是我们可以这样反思的。
This is something for us to reflect on.
我今天要从罗马书这第十二章里面分为三段，然后我们一起来反思神的三个期望。
So we're looking at Romans chapter 12 today to see what the three desires are God has for the church.
第一个神的期望是什么？
What's the first one?
神的期望就是要我们保持圣洁。
So the first one, God wants His church to be holy.
神的期望就要我们保持圣洁。
To be holy and pure.
我们来读第一和第二节，我们请读英文的来读。
Let's read in English, verse 1 and 2.
我这边好。 怎么读？保罗在这两节里面讲说，我们信徒应该活出怎样的一个生命。
Paul said in these verses how believers should live.
有一句话怎么说？信仰生活化。
There's a saying that says, "Let your faith become your life."
生活基督化。
Let your life become like Jesus.
意思是我们的信仰是从我们生活表现出来的。
Which means our faith should be lived out in our everyday life.
而我们表现出来的时候，应该是让人家看到的是我们是信耶稣基督的。
And we live it out in everyday life. It should show Jesus. It should show that we are like Jesus.
想想我们活的是怎样的一个生命。
So think about the kind of life that we live.
有时我们不敢在人的面前说我是基督徒。
Sometimes we're afraid to tell other people that we're Christians.
因为我们没有活出耶稣基督的生命，所以不敢说你是基督徒。
Because we do not live a life that's like Jesus, so we're ashamed to confess that we're Christians.
所以人家我们传福音就不敢跟人家传福音了。
And we're afraid to evangelize other people.
或者是你的生命和生活。
Or maybe your life.
人家看到说像你这样人是基督徒。
And other people would say, how can someone like you who live like this be a Christian?
我宁愿下地狱我也不要成为基督徒。
I'd rather go to hell than become a Christian.
为什么？就是因为我们没有活出一个基督的一个生命。
It's because we don't live lives that are like Christ.
我们让，所以这保罗在这里告诉我们，我们要活出怎样的一个生命。
So here Paul tells us what sort of lives we should be living.
他讲到的是一个圣洁的一个生活。
So he talks about living a holy life.
他讲到的是一个圣洁的一个生活。
Living holy for God.
所以我们看到说圣洁的生活是非常重要的。
So living a holy life is very important.
因为以色列民他们犯了罪。
Because the Israelites sinned.
当他们没有过做圣洁的生活的时候。
When they did not live a holy life.
我们看到说怎样他们影响了他们整个族群。
So that affected the whole, tribe.
所以神对以色列民说你们要圣洁因为我是圣洁的。
So God told the Israelites that be holy because I'm holy.
到彼得前书一章十六节的时候彼得再一次用这样经文说你们要圣洁因为我是圣洁的。
Yes, so in 1 Peter it says, be holy because God is holy.
所以基督徒过一个圣洁的生活是如此的我们需要重视的。
So it's so important for us to focus on living a holy life.
因为只有我们过的圣洁的生活
So only when we're living a holy life,
这是神所喜悦的。
That is pleasing to God.
我们知道我们自己的很多的私欲
We know that a lot of our sinful natures and
selfish desires, 我们外来的诱惑
The external temptations,
我们过圣洁的生活其实是很大的一个挑战。
They are a huge challenge for us to live a holy life.
可是我们要谨记。
But we must remember,
主是圣洁的。
That God is holy.
我们必须是过圣洁的，我们必须过圣洁的生活。
And we must live a holy life.
怎样过圣洁的生活
？Live a holy life.
试探来了，试探来了，引诱来了。
He calls us to live a holy life.
Temptation,但试探过来了，引诱来了。不明白啊、我们看到了，我们要怎么呢？我们是要警醒。
So we need to be alert.
我们要警醒。
And keep watch.
我们要远离这个罪。
We need to turn away from sin.
远离罪，转向神。
And turn towards God.
这是神对我们的期望。
This is what God desires us to do.
因为我们看到的神对我们期望是教会表现合一。
Because God wants us to be unity, united.
教会表现合一。
God wants His church to display unity.
第三到第八节，我们请粤语的弟兄姐妹来读，与一同的弟兄姊妹，请你来读。 你曉風。我们在这里第三到第八节里面
So in verses 3-8
讲到我们是不同的恩赐，也在不同的职分里面
That we have different spiritual gifts and we have different roles.
其实他讲的是我们是有所不同的
So he talks about how we are diverse.
所以我很喜欢保罗常常用身体来比喻教会
So I really like the Paul's illustration using the body to describe the church.
因为在很多书信里面，保罗都用身体来比喻教会。
And he uses this analogy in many of his letters.
所以我觉得这是一个非常恰当的。
I think it's a very suitable analogy.
因为这表现了我们的不同，我们却是合一的。
Because it highlights that we are diverse, but at the same time we are in unity.
我们先看看从我们的真实身体来说。
Let's talk about the human body.
我们看到我们有不同的感觉和部分。
We have different body parts and different feelings and sensations.
可是我们每一个部分都能够按照自己的分内的工作去运作。
But each part will play their role.
应该看的。
What you can see.
应该看的，应该走的。
Those that parts are supposed to be doing the walking.
应该听的。
Those that are supposed to hear.
应该闻到
的。The parts that need to smell.
他们就照做这个分内工作，让我们整个身体、整个人都能够正常的运作的。
They'll do what they're supposed to do.
好，如果你想，如果我们的身体如果是按照少数服从多数的投票方式，哈，像教会这样要投票方式、投票的方式的话。
But think about this. If our body didn't function this way, if they worked
来运作的话
，if they worked on
或者他只是听到有一方一种的。只有一个部分的感觉他去运行的话
So if they worked on a voting system where majority wins or if they worked on overlooking parts of the body
我凭我的感觉那其他的我不要理他
If I ignore the feeling sensation of some body parts
比如说我们要过马路
For example, we're crossing the road
那个眼睛耳朵说我听到车的声音快来了
The ear said, I can hear a car coming.
眼睛说我没有看到啊，哪里有车
？But the eyes said, I do not see any cars.
那你说脚要走还是不要过这个马路呢
？Do they want to walk or not?
要过还是不要过
？To cross the road or not?
脚要过不是啊，眼睛说他不没有看到了，可是耳朵说有啊，那个脚怎么办
？The ears said they can hear a car, but the eyes said they can't see. So what does the feet do?
如果是这样的方式的话。
If our body functions,
我们的整个生活是非常危险的。
Our lives will be in serious danger.
可是教会是基督的身体。
So the church is also the body of Christ.
我们有不同的。
We are different.
我们所以教会的属灵领袖和会友都需要彼此的分享。
So within the church, we need to be sharing and communicating with one another.
然后问神说：“神啊，你期待我们成为怎样的一个教会？”
We need to hear what God wants us to be as a church.
我们想，如果属灵领袖和会友能够很好的一起来聆听神要的整套的计划的话
，If we as a church, the leaders and the members can really discern and hear, listen to God's, what God's saying about us as a church.
我们都能够谦卑的彼此的分享、祷告、聆听。
If we can humble ourselves and pray and listen and communicate with one another and share what we hear from God,
即使我们有所不同,
even though we're different,
我们还是有信心一起走的,
we will have confidence in moving forward together.
我们一起也能够成就神的旨意,
together we will accomplish God's will.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
Dear sisters and brothers,
在过去几年,
in the past few years,
南华在资源和人才上是很有限的,
The our Mandarin congregation is limited in resources.
特别我们在英语的语言和事情方面，我们是多么的缺乏。
Especially in English and music.
在这么多年来
，For so many years，
我们得到英文堂，他能帮助我们孩子，教导我们孩子。
We have helpers from other congregation to help our
English congregation.
From the English congregation to help teach our kids.
我们得到粤语堂来帮助我们事情，特别英语粤语堂。
We receive special help from Cantonese congregation to help with music.
我看到了，我来了差不多要十年了。
I've been here at the church for almost 10 years.
我看到英语堂的姐妹来帮助，从还没有出嫁到出嫁。终于。
I've seen sisters from English congregation come and help out.
还没有出嫁到出，还没有结婚到出嫁。
From being single to get married.
所以快有些快要孩子了。
And some are almost about to give birth.
所以还没有结婚的粤堂的姐妹。
So if you are not married yet,
想要出嫁的话，请快来帮忙华语堂事情。
If you want to get married, come and help out at the Mandarin congregation.
所以。我们真的得到你们很大的帮助。
So we received big help from all of you.
所以这一年来，我们华语堂的施工委员会每次开会，或者我们在培训班，我们常常有这样思想。
So now every time we have meeting at our English committee meeting or Bible studies.
我们很有限。
We always discuss that.
可是我们很希望说，其他堂会如果有什么堂会如果有什么需要我们帮忙的话，我们愿意配合，我们也合作。
We always discuss that if there are needs that we as a congregation, the Mandarin congregation can help others, we will gladly be partnership and help others too.
其他堂会告诉我们
If the other congregation have needs,
我们可能是我们当中的小手指
We might be the smallest out of all.
只有这小手指也是我们身体上不能够缺乏的
We might, the Mandarin congregation might be like the pinky out of the whole body.
我们愿意发挥我们小手指的功用
We would exert fully the function of the small finger.
为什么我这样说
？Why do I say this？
因为我们三堂应该是一个教会。
Because the three congregation is one church.
因为三堂里面，神的旨意就是要我们表现的就是合一。
And God's will for the three congregations as one church is for us to be united as one.
我们不需要 uniform 华裔。
We don't need to be
uniform. 我们不需要每个人穿耶稣爱你每一件衣服都一样。我们不需要。
We don't need to be out of a cookie cutter where we're all exactly the same.
我们需要的就是真正的合一的表现。
We really need an internal unity as one.
第三。
Number three.
神期望他的教会就是一个彼此相爱的教会。
God wants His church to love one another.
我们请华语堂的来读第九到第二十一节，请华语堂读。 我们看到神啊，再来，好，我们看到神希望我们的第三的就是第三的就是他期望我们能够彼此相爱。在第九到三十一节的时候，我们看到说神在这里保罗提到的是有不同的品格和不同的群体。
So the number three is that God wants his church to love one another, and in verses 9 to 21, Paul talks about different character traits and attributes and different people groups with different needs.
我们看到说在这里里面在讲到的是说我们有不同的群体。
So he talks about different people.
意思是说里面讲到的有不同的需要。
With different needs.
在这里里面它包括叫我们有怎样的不同的品格。
And talks about different character responses to these people.
我们将供应给他们需要。
That we should give and provide for their needs.
我们要有同理心。
We need to have empathy.
喜乐的人你跟他同乐。
For with people who are celebrating, we should be joyful with them.
哀伤的你跟他同哀哭。
And mourn with those who are mourning.
肢体一个受苦，你也觉得你在受苦了。
Those who are suffering, we need to share the burden with them.
这是一个同理心。
This is a type of empathy.
他也谈到宽恕。
And forgiveness.
他也谈到说我们要什么？我们要施以有需要的人。
We need to give to those who are in need.
我们要用有爱去款待人。
We need to love and be generous with
people. 等等等等。
Etc. Etc.
他这段的经文里面虽然是很长的经文，他讲的其实就是要我们如何的去彼此相爱。
So the main point is that how we should be loving one another.
我每个人不同的需要，我们用不同的需要，我们去爱他们。
So everyone will have different needs.It's how to meet those needs.
所以我们可以怎样做呢？
So what should we do?
我想如果当人家有需要的时候，你给他时间。
So when someone needs your time, give them time.
因为可能他需要你听他，即使他唠叨的话，你也愿意来聆听他讲话。
Maybe they just need a good listener, even though they can talk a lot.
他需要的就是那个时间。
But they need your time to be patient.
听他来诉苦。
And just listen to them.
当人家灰心丧志的时候，
When someone is discouraged,
你要给他对方鼓励。
Encourage them.
当人家生病的时候，
When someone is sick,
你就去探望和慰问他。
Visit them and comfort them.
当人犯错的时候，
When someone makes a mistake,
你就给他第二次的机会。
Give them a second chance.
你相信神是神愿意的来赦免给他机会，我们也愿意用怜悯的心给他第二次的机会。
Just like God is forgiving with us, giving us a chance.
当你来到教会看到人的时候，
When you come to church and see someone,
请你给他一个微笑好不好？
Give them a smile.
就跟你旁边的人给一个微笑。
Give someone next to you a smile.
甚至姐妹和姐妹们。
So between sisters.
你们可以给对方一个拥抱。
You can give each other a hug.
这表示我们真的在主里面，我们是可以彼此相爱的。
This is a true reflection of our love for one another in Christ.
我们在灵里是可以彼此相爱的。
We can love one another.
因为彼此相爱是耶稣的诫命。
Because loving one another is a command from Lord.
也是耶稣在门徒，在耶稣在为门徒洗脚的时候，也做了这样的一个模范。
And Jesus also demonstrated this love by washing his disciples' feet.
然后告诉门徒说，我们不是在争谁为大，而是我们应该彼此相爱。
That we shouldn't be fighting about who's the first and the best, but we should be loving one another.
所以唔系边个系做大哥，唔系。
Don't understand, can't
you? 谁做大哥？唔系边个要做大哥？系我哋要彼此相爱，系咪？好，我们看到说。彼此相爱，唯有爱，我们才能除去仇恨。
When you love one, only love can overcome hatred.
唯有爱，我们才能除去苦毒。
Only love can remove bitterness.
唯有爱，我们才没有埋怨。
And only with love, there will be no complaints or grumbling.
唯有爱，我们才没有惧怕。
Only love can conquer fear.
唯有我们能够在彼此相爱， 当中的时候，人才能看出我们就是主的门徒。
So only when we love one another, then outsiders will recognize that we are God's disciples.
所以神期望我们的就是一个彼此相爱。
So what God wants is that we love one another.
所以我们看到神期望的这接近为神期爱啊、神啊、期望我们的是圣洁，
so、can,
保持圣洁。
So we say that God wants His church to be holy.
神期望我们的是教会表现合一。
He wants us to display unity.
神期望我们的就是我们彼此相爱。
And He wants His church to love one another.
所以我们看到他提醒我们一样事情。
So He reminds us one thing.
我们这些东西，这些东西
，So all above three points，
比我们建堂
，is more important than church building，
比我们常常有那个财务预算
，more important than budgeting，
比我们组织教会的各种活动
，more important than any church events，
更为重要的
，is more important than any of these things。
我不是说建堂不重要
，we're not saying that church building is not important。
我不是说财务预算不重要
，or that budgeting is not necessary。
我不是说组织教会活动不重要
，or that church events aren't important。
这些必要的。
These are all necessary.
可是教会的真正的内涵是什么？
But the truth about the church,
真正的内涵就是圣洁、合一和彼此相爱。
But the true meaning of the church is being holy, united, and loving one another.
所以我们要认识神的旨意。
So we need to know God's will.
所以教会要实践或行出神的旨意。
We need to practice what God's will for us to do.
所以我们才能够真正的表现出这些生命的内涵的时候，社区的人，我们周围的人才能看出我们所信的神是怎样的一个神。
So when we're really living out these things, then the people of our community, the outsiders will recognize us as and our faith in God.
要不然的话，只有人家看到了有一群人，我不懂是怎样的人在里面，不懂做什么。
Otherwise, what they see is just a bunch of people gathering in building, and they have no idea what we're doing.
不论我们在这里，不论我们在这里。
No matter if we're in here in the church building.
或者以后我们要出去接触社区。
Or if we go out and meet the community.
愿我们圣洁的生活。
May we have a holy life, live a holy life.
愿我们的合一的生活。
May our lives in unity.
愿我们彼此相爱的生命。
And the life that we live loving one another.
这些生命影响他们的生命。
Using our everyday living to influence outsiders.
我们可以毫无恐惧地告诉，不用怕地告诉他们，我就是耶稣的门徒。
We can be brave and without shame to declare that we are God, Jesus' disciples.
我就是信耶稣的。
I am a Christian, I believe in God.
因为耶稣的爱救赎了我们。
Because Jesus' love is living amongst us.
我们在一起，因为耶稣的爱使我们聚在一起。
We are together, we are gathered together because of the Lord's love for us.
我们一起祷告 ，Let us pray. 天父，我们感恩，感恩是你拣选和呼召我们在一起。主，我们本来是不配的，因为你爱你的救赎，你让我们相聚在一起，成为你的子民，成为你自己的儿女。可是神啊，求你自己来帮助我们，让我们常常在我们这个教会的整个的方向和行程里面，我们所寻求的，我们如何的去完成神你自己的意思、你的旨意和你自己所喜悦的。所以主啊，我们只恳求主你帮助我，让我们是否是站在你那一边，让我们所寻求的神啊，你期望我们做什么。我们相信你要我们从内在的生活做起，让我们能够靠着主耶稣基督，无论我们在教会，在我们的整个生活里面，我们能够保持圣洁。主还带领我们，我们虽然我们有不同的语言，我们不同的背景，可是主，我们在主里面，我们却是一家人，让我们能够有一个合一的表现。我们有不同的意见，可是我们能够灵活的合作，是因为主你的缘故。主，我们有我们不同的需要，可是神，主啊，那帮助我们，因为我们爱的缘故，耶稣你爱我们，让我们能够学习彼此相爱。 施以那些有需要的人，那些缺乏的我们能够，我们有余的去帮助那些缺乏的。巴不得我们看到我们在这个整个教会商堂里面，我们所表现的，我们所见证的，乃是神你旨意的一个生命和生活。求主加力，求主赐福。我们这样祷告感恩，奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。请坐。